Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first, he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with an attitude of gratitude and praise with thanksgiving. As we come, Father God, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission, and we want to thank you for one more day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give you the glory. We thank you for your divine protection over us as we sleep and we slumber, and how your angels have ushered us into a brand new day at the command, at your command, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us, Father, for where we have come short of your glory. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our omissions, Father God. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. And we thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness to do so. We embrace the gifts of this brand new morning. We thank you for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold it any kind of which way you desire to do. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. And we do bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King, Jesus Christ is Lord, Jesus Christ is God, Jesus Christ is our Savior. Amen. He is everything to us. Amen. Every good thing. Amen. Because every good and every perfect gift coming from above. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Truly, God is good, God is great, and God is mighty. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with us on today. Amen. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. We say that because we are confident that Jesus Christ is here. Amen. And this is where you want to be, any place, amen, that he is. So have a seat. Amen. At the breakfast table. Amen. Enjoy the meal. Amen. Glory be to God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. So you are welcome. Amen. To come. Keep on coming back. Keep on coming back. Amen. And bring somebody else with you. Amen. Bring somebody else with you. Let somebody else be blessed. Amen. At the same time. Amen. Oh, God is so good. Not only is God good, God is very good. The songwriter wrote a song. He's so, so, so good. Amen. And that is so true. It's not a cliche. It is actually the way. Amen. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. No man cometh to the Father but by him. Amen, amen, and amen. And so we want to thank God. We want to thank God, amen, for our salvation. Amen. We're only saved, amen, beloved, because those of you who are saved, those of you who are born again, amen, is that God loved you first. We love him because he first loved us. Before the foundation of the world, God loved us. Amen. Before God created the earth, and we don't know how many years ago that was, but before then, God knew you. Amen. Was in love with you, always had a plan for you. Amen. And so we went through these series of events, amen, for us to get to where we are. Amen. It was a series of events. Amen. Starting from the beginning. And we want to thank God that we were included in his plan. Amen. His grace, his mercies. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We responded to that love. We responded to that love by faith. Amen. Glory be to God. We took a step of faith. Amen. By the grace and the mercies of the Lord. Amen. We confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and our life has never been the same. Glory be to God. For if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. And so we want to thank God for that. Amen. And so from that day, beloved, amen, after we are born into the kingdom of God, amen, it is a series of events, a series of circumstances. Amen. We go through this process of sanctification. Amen. We are becoming more and more like him, more and more like Christ. Amen. His behavior, his ways, his way of thinking, his ways of doing. Amen. That's the whole, amen, process that we are all, amen, on our own different levels, different places, different times, but one goal. Amen. Every born-again believer should have one goal, and that's to see Jesus. Amen. Face to face, and to hear him say, well done, well done. Because each of us are going to hear him say something. Now, everybody's not going to hear him say the same thing. Now, some of us, amen, will hear him say, well done, well done. But there are some others, amen, that's going to hear him say, depart from me. I know you not. And not only don't I know you, I never knew you. We don't want to be in that crowd. We don't want to be in that crowd. Amen. So God gives us, amen, every day, amen, to become more like him. To become more like him. How do we do that? Amen. We do that through prayer. We do that through obedience. We do that through faith. Amen. The outward man is perishing. Okay? But the inward man is being renewed day by day when we renew it. It's not renewed automatically. See, a lot of Christians are under this false illusion that the inward man is renewed automatically. No, it's nothing automatic here. Amen. It is renewed, amen, by intention. By intention. And this is why the Bible says, man, speaks about having the mind of Christ. It speaks about being renewed in the spirit of our minds. Because when we are renewed in the spirit of our minds, now that inward man, glory be to God, the spirit of God in us, amen, is being renewed day by day. And that's the lifestyle, amen, that we ought to be living, amen, aiming for, but it's also the lifestyle, amen, that threatens the adversary of our soul. Oh, it threatens him. And sometimes, wherever he can, he tries to build up a little momentum, you know what I mean, a little force. You know, the closer you get to God, want to get to God, then the enemy is going to try to build up a little force to try to keep you away from God. And this is why, beloved, we see so many people that was, you know, they were in the way. Glory be to God, because that's what they call Christianity. Amen. The first century Christians called Christianity the way. Amen. Because it is the way. And you find so many of God's people started out right, but something happened. In church for a long time, something happened. Lifting up Jesus for a long time, but something happened. Giving, serving, praying, fasting, huh? But something happened. See, what happened? Beloved, we have to know, amen, that greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. That the spirit that lives inside of you is greater than the forces on the outside of you. Satan is not on the inside of you if you are born again Christian. So that means that you, amen, because of God living in you, you have a greater force because God is the force, God is the power, and he is greater than the devil and all of his demons. You need to know that. God already knows. He's trying to get the message to us through his word, through his anointed vessels, amen, preaching and teaching the gospel of the kingdom. He wants you to know that because the devil already knows that. And so, beloved, amen, once we are born again, glory be to God, the enemy cannot stop us from our destiny. He cannot stop us. But he can hinder us. And that don't stop him from trying. And the same way the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, glory be to God, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. Amen. Guess what? The same way God got his people, Satan got his people. Oh, Satan got people. Oh, yeah, he had all of us. You know he got people because he had all of us. See, until we who implemented the faith and the grace and the mercies of God, we were adopted and swiped out of his kingdom. So we're no longer a part of that kingdom of darkness by God's grace and mercy. But Satan got people. And so, beloved, what will happen is when we get closer to God, instead of people being happy for us, rejoicing with us, our spiritual life is being enlightened. We're getting closer to God. Amen. More like Jesus. Amen. Exemplifying faith, love, holiness. Amen. Really seeking the face of the Lord. Huh? Folks get angry. But it's not them. It's the spirit that's influencing them. See, it's never the person, beloved. That's why the Bible says, amen, that the battle that we're in is not a flesh and blood battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, so it's never really the person. It's never really your spouse or your parents or your children or your coworkers. It's the spirit that's influencing them. And you think they will be happy for you. Joseph, glory be to God, he had 11 brothers. You think they would be happy for him? He didn't do nothing. He ain't do a thing. They shared with them, amen, his dream, his vision, amen, giving God the glory. They hated him for the dream. Some people hate you for your dream. Some people hate you because you're positive. Some people hate you because you're calling on the name of Jesus. You got to mention Jesus' name in all your conversations. Can't you have a conversation without mentioning Jesus? They get angry. See? And so, beloved, this is why the Bible tells us, glory be to God, in Isaiah chapter number 54, verse number 17, it says, no weapon. Somebody say, no weapon. Ah, my God, so I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Hey, God, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Anyway, let's just stop here right here before we finish this verse. For the Holy Spirit to have placed this scripture in the Bible that no weapon formed against you, amen, meaning that there are some weapons out there. Well, I'm a child of God. I ain't worried about no weapons. Wait, slow down, child of God. All right, because let's slow down. Don't get too cocky with this thing. Let's see what the word of God is saying here. There are weapons out there. What are the weapons? Amen. The hatred coming at you, the jealousy coming at you, the anger coming at you, the satanic strategies coming at you. Those witchcraft prayers, voodoo,
sorcery, amen, people hating you for no reason, amen, holding you to the past, something you did, amen, eon years ago. They don't need no reason, baby. They make up one. People don't need no reason that they can't find nothing, that they have a reason for Daniel. They search high and low trying to find something on Daniel. They couldn't find a thing. So they made up something. People make up something. So you have to know that, yes, there are weapons out there. Glory be to God. Satan, amen, is restless. Why? Because you're growing too fast. You're maturing. Now, wait a minute. You ain't supposed to be growing like this in the Lord. You're supposed to be a hypocrite. You're supposed to be one of them hypocritical Christians. You're supposed to be one of them lying Christians. One of those Christians that steal from God. That's the type of Christian you're supposed to be. You ain't supposed to be serious like this. Steadfast focus. Focus locked in on prayer, locked in on doing the will of God. Amen. Not to say you don't come short, but you don't mean to come short. If you came short, it wasn't because you meant to come short, and you came short because you're human and you're still in the process of becoming. And so the Bible says no weapons formed against you, meaning he didn't say the weapons wasn't going to be formed. Oh, no, they already had the Zoom meeting, baby. They already had the Zoom meeting. They done strategized this thing. Oh, yeah, they thought, oh, yeah, they got this thing tied up. How they going to take you down? Huh? How they going to evict you? How they going to throw you out of the picture? Oh, they already masterminded. Oh, we going to show her who she is, who she thinks she is, who he thinks he is. Uh-huh. It didn't say it wasn't going to be formed. But keep on reading. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, they formed up against Daniel. I said, okay. All right. What you find anything? No, he ain't stealing. He ain't a thief. All right, whatever. No, he ain't lying either. Oh, doggone it. What about fornication, adultery? What does sex life look like? No. He's separate. He holding on. He got that thing on lockdown. He wait. Oh, come on now. Go on down that list. Find something. Go on back. What does childhood look like? What his report card look like when he was in school? Come on, tell me something. No, we search high and low. We send the CIA, the FBI, everybody over there. We brush that boy, y'all. That boy is clean. He said, oh, really? Okay. All right, well, you can't find nothing bad? No, we can't find nothing bad. But tell me something good. Just tell me something. Well, we got some good news. What's the good news? The boy know how to pray. The boy know how to pray, and the boy don't mind praying. The boy ain't bashful about praying. The boy prays, and the boy prays often. The devil said, well, use that. If the devil can't find nothing bad on you, beloved, glory be to God. And most of us, if he look hard enough, he can find something bad on us. But if he can't find nothing bad, he just takes something good and try to make it bad. Why? Because his whole objective is to discourage you. His whole objective is to block you so you can throw in the towel and quit. And say, I'm tired of this Christianity thing. God was moving too slow anyhow. These men and boys and girls, men and women, supposed to be about love. They ain't about no love. He wants you to just get frustrated. That's his whole goal. That's his whole goal. See, give me a drink. Give you a drink. You ain't drunk in years. Give me a drink. Give me a cigarette, too. Matter of fact, you got something stronger than this cigarette? Who got some marijuana up here? All I want is a puff. What? I just got to calm my nerves. Calm your nerves? You got to be kidding. And the devil in the background. Yo, bravo. Yay. Huh? That's what he wants. But let me tell you something, and when you make up your mind, my God, when you make up your mind to hold on to the horns of the altar, when you make up your mind, glory be to God, as our brother Job, he was determined, he was adamant, glory be to God. Brother Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down, sometimes I'm almost level to the ground, but I refuse to quit. I refuse to give up. Brother Paul had it hard. Oh, they wrestled with that man. They did Brother Paul some kind of way. But Brother Paul said, I refuse to go look back. I refuse to go back. I refuse to turn back to my old ways. He said, I'm going to press in. What was Brother Paul saying? He said, sometimes it ain't easy. Beloved, glory be to God, we're not saying it's easy, but we're telling you that with Christ, through Christ, you can do all things. We're telling you that your weaknesses are made strengths in Christ. Then when I am weak, then am I strong. Brother Paul said, I'm going to hold on, I'm going to press in, I'm going to work this thing. Brother Daniel said, I'm going to work this thing. Glory be to God, and the Bible tells us, beloved, glory be to God, even though they might form it, they telling lies on you big time. You know when it really hurts? I'm almost finished. I'm going to tell you when it really hurts. Beloved, coming from a sinner, it hurts. Because the Bible says, not the Bible, I don't know where we came up with this lie. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Now you a liar, and you a cold face liar, cause words hurt. Some of us feel right now damaged for something somebody said to us, amen, years ago. We ain't got over that yet, huh? Coming from a sinner is one thing, because sinners do what sinners do. Sinner can't be nothing else but a sinner. But beloved, coming from a so-called child of God, Brother David said, amen, of my own acquaintance. He said, this was somebody, we went to church together. Brother David said, this is somebody, we would go down to the buffet after church, amen, and break some bread. This was my running partner. I ain't expected coming. I was blindsided on this one. Beloved, sometimes the devil blindsides you. You ain't see it coming. That's when it really hurts, if you let it hurt. But come on, keep on reading. Glory be to God. He says here, no weapon. That is formed against thee shall prosper. They gonna form it, but it ain't gonna prosper. Baby, they gonna blow up the balloon, but the balloon not gonna pop. Hey, glory be to God, they gonna put the pins in the doll, but the doll's not gonna say ouch. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. They might sprinkle the salt, amen, on your pavement. Baby, you can sweep that salt up. But if it's clean enough, you can sprinkle some on your chicken. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it says here, hallelujah, it's not going to prosper. And every tongue that rise up against you and judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Somebody ought to give the Lord some praise today. Hallelujah. We ain't worried about a thing. We ain't scared. Glory be to God. We ain't scared. Glory be to God. Beloved, write this scripture down this morning. Isaiah 54:15. Behold, they shall gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for my sake. Ooh, baby. baby, you're going to fall. Ah, glory be to God. Your enemies are going to fall. Your enemies are going to fall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every individual in the Bible, hallelujah, I don't care which name you pick, whenever they had somebody coming up against them, glory be to God, they always failed. Glory be to God. Those who put Daniel in the den was eaten up by the lions. Those who put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire was thrown into the furnace. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those who taunted the man of God was eaten up by the bear. Glory be to God. Beloved, because what they don't realize, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. When they're coming up against you, they're coming up against God. Ah, because God is in you. God is for you. God is with you. God is above you. In him we move, we live, and have our being. They didn't realize that they was coming up against God. Beloved, don't be intimidated. Don't let the enemy slow you down. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's going to be threatened because your prayer life has increased. Your focus has increased. Your determination has increased. Yeah, he's going to be intimidated. He's going to try some stuff, but that's all he can do is try it. Because no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. That is your declaration. That is your confession on today. I want you to memorize Isaiah 54:17. Amen. Glory be to God. So you can speak it while you're sleeping. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon. Oh, they saying this. They saying this, Pastor. No weapon. They said they coming. No weapon. They said they're going to shut down this and shut down. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall condemn. This is my heritage. So what you going to do now? I'm going to pray. You're not going to be scared. We're going to pray. What else you going to do? And I'm going to pray. And I'm going to pray one more prayer. And I'm going to pray one more prayer. And I'm going to pray without ceasing. Because man ought to always pray and not to faint. So what did Jesus do? Amen. When they started threatening him. Amen. Glory be to God. In a time when most people would have been trying to catch a flight out of the country, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He wasn't at the airport. Glory be to God. What was he doing? He was praying. He was praying. Father, if it be your will. Father, if it be your will. He was praying. What did Daniel do when they said, boy, we're going to throw you in the den? He wasn't trying to hide out of somebody's closet, but he said, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray one more prayer. I'm going to pray one more prayer. Beloved, what to do when the devil acts like he want to come after you? I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray one more prayer. But you just got finished praying. I'm going to pray again. And I'm going to pray again. Because no weapon formed against me shall not prosper. It just won't work. Stay focused, beloved. Don't be bamboozled. Don't let the devil talk you out of your blessing. Don't let the devil water down your prayer. Dilute your prayer on his threats and intimidations. He want to give you a threat, give him a prayer. He want to give you an intimidation, give him a prayer. Give him a prayer. Give him the word. Pray the word. Pray the word, beloved. When it looks like things are mounting up, glory be to God. Just go to Isaiah 54:17. You ain't got to open up no other scripture at the moment. Just go right there and pray the word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against. If you got to say it 100 times, say it until you believe it. Say it until you get it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Keep on praying. The Lord is nigh. Keep on praying. God's going to hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Keep on praying, church. God's going to answer you. Keep on praying. The Lord is nigh. Keep on praying. God has heard your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, church. Job, John lost everything. Couldn't stop that boy from praying. He prayed a different type of prayer, but he was praying nevertheless. Keep on praying. Left Paul to die. They thought Paul was dead. Glory be to God. Keep on praying. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus was almost dead. Only had a few more seconds to go, but he was still praying. Keep on praying. Let your last breath be a prayer. Let your last words be a prayer. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. He's going to answer you. Hallelujah. Some of us right now are living, amen, on the prayers of our parents and foreparents. Hallelujah. Your prosperity right now and your blessing is because God is still answering their prayer. They took that prayer to the grave. Hallelujah. What are you going to take with yours? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we are not afraid for the weapons formed against us. And yes, Father God, we have haters, and we don't know why the people hate us, Father God. We never did anything wrong. And if we did, Father God, we ask them to forgive us. Father God, we don't know why they hate us. But Father God, we realize it's not the people. It's the adversary of our soul who doesn't hate us. He's the one who hates us. And he will always hate us because he hates himself and his destiny is doomed. But Father God, we will not be swayed. And so Father God, we ask that you would give us that internal strength, that tenacity, and everything else we need, Father God, to keep moving forward in your kingdom and being about your business, Father, knowing that we win, we always win. Even when it looks like we lose it, we win because we already won. And we say thank you that the work of the cross cannot be undone. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank God for the word of God. Amen on today. Amen and amen. We want to invite you to come, amen, and amen, at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Meet us at the prayer altar. We realize some people may be at work. Amen. We always try to take our visitors first. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If it's too tight, amen, send us an email. Amen. We take your prayer requests on the email. Amen. Put that on the altar. Amen. We want to pray with you and pray for you. Why? Because prayer works. Prayer works. We are saved today because of prayer. Jesus prayed for us, and he's still praying. He's our chief intercessor. Prayer still works. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. So call in. Amen. Our power line telephone number is 385-799-9729. 385-799-9729. If you have never received Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, we don't know what you're waiting for. And we sure don't know how you've gone this long without him. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. You can believe it or not believe it. Don't make no difference. It's still true. You don't have to believe fire is hot. You don't have to believe it. It's still true. Glory be to God. Huh? Jesus is Lord. Amen. And we encourage you, amen, to accept him into your heart as your Lord and your Savior this morning. And from this day forward, live for him. Live, amen. Follow him. Be his disciple. Be a disciple. Amen. Hallelujah. And he will show you the way. Psalms 32:8, I will instruct thee, I will lead thee, I will guide thee in the way that thou shalt go. Amen and amen. All right, that's it for today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day. Hallelujah. A marvelous day, a fantastic day. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. No more tears, no more sorrow. God, we thank you that we don't have to be concerned about the works of the adversary or our enemies, because absolutely no weapon. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Father, for your guarantee and our faith in your word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Blessings on blessings. Walk in the blessings. Amen, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Love you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon formed. afraid of the arrows or the snares that are your enemies. If you believe it, say you. There just ain't one. Although they've said, never trapped you, I want you to know it.